Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find all our friends assembled. Mr. Victor Gook sits in his easy chair, reading the newspaper. Mrs. Victor Gook occupies a corner of the Davenport, darning socks. And young Mr. Rush Gook at the library table stares at his open algebra textbook in a listless, lukewarm fashion. But now Sade glances at her husband and remarks,
"Hey, I'm liable to go in business and make $1 million.
You rave, woman.
No, but that's the truth. What would you do if I earned $1 million? Ask to borrow some of it?
Sure.
Food Duke Johnson bought a book downtown this afternoon for a dime that gives 36 different ways to make $1 million.
Did he?
Yeah.
Maybe you better take your algebra upstairs and study, Willie. I want to talk a little bit.
I appreciate you'll jump right down my throat when I announce I'm all through studying.
Oh, all through studying.
See? I told you you'd jump right down my throat.
How could you be all through studying? You no more than got yourself sat down there.
People lose track of the passage of time. It's been at least 45 minutes since we finished the supper dishes.
Yes, and half an hour of that 45 minutes you spent talking over the telephone.
My conversation with Rooster Davis couldn't have ate up more than 8 minutes. 9 minutes at the outside. Why, I'll go so far as to say it was...
All right, all right. Suit yourself.
No, I suppose there'll be hard feelings.
You'll get a taste of hard feelings when you bring your report card home.
I am confident my report card will be satisfactory in every respect.
No, but what if I did go in business and earn $1 million? Vic?
Huh?
Put your paper down. I want to talk to you.
Okay.
I say no, but what if I did go in business and earn $1 million?
It'd be a very nice thing.
I bet you'd want to borrow some of it.
Sure. I'd borrow a lot of it. I'd go buy myself a motorcycle and check suit and a diamond stick pin.
I tell you what I'd buy. I'd buy a 28-cylinder automobile.
If you're not going to study, Rush, maybe you better do something else.
Don't desire my presence in the conversation, huh?
Boys that's lucky enough to have the opportunity to get sent to high school and then don't take advantage aren't hardly in a position to throw stones at glass houses.
See? I told you there'd be hard feelings.
Oh, go on upstairs and hit the textbooks a while, George.
I've done my homework, Gov. Miss Monroe gave us a very short assignment for tomorrow. A very, very short assignment. Personally, I was astonished at the very, very, very short assignment.
Okay, smart guy, you're the doctor. I haven't got the energy or inclination to argue with you. Tell me how you're going to make this $1 million.
My services is in demand.
If so?
Uh-huh.
What is the nature of your services? Do you heal the sick, or do you give advice, or do you...
I plan people's flower gardens for them.
Oh.
Ladies come to me and ask me how they ought to decorate their lawn, and I tell them and then charge them lots of money. No, but here's what I'm talking about. This afternoon, I dropped over across the alley to see Miss Harris, and I had my little map with me.
The diagram you drew?
My different flower beds and borders and things, yes. Well, sir, Miss Harris swallowed her shoes. She thought it was so cute.
Mm.
You're clever, Miss Gook, she says. Did you get that all out of your own head? Pretty fancy compliments, eh? And the big thing is, she meant them. Miss Harris ain't on the axe of grease and peach butter order. When she said, "You want something, Rush?"
I want to say something, but I shrink back from saying it because I realize my presence ain't desired in the conversation.
What do you want to say?
You people were discussing compliments.
Well?
I received a compliment this afternoon. Mr. Volk up at school told me to quit walking with a slouch because I got a fine pair of shoulders.
No, she's not on the axe of grease and peach butter order. She means what she said. And just more and pile it on. I never seen such an attractive layout, Miss Gook. Them two beds of yellow roses on opposite sides of the front sidewalk is a regular inspiration, Miss Gook. How did you ever get your idea for a border of panther's blood clear around the house, Miss Gook?
Laid it on thicker.
Oh, boy.
I wish Mr. Ruger should call me in his office and praise my work like that. I never seen such magnificent invoices, Gook. Them two accounts you balanced yesterday were a regular inspiration. How did you ever get your glorious idea your salary ought to be doubled?
No, but all joking off to one side, I guess I have got the right to have a few bouquets thrown at me.
Sure.
Because my diagram is cute.
Uh-huh.
And I am going to have pretty flowers this summer.
Uh-huh. What you wiggling around on your chair for, oyster cracker?
I had the remark on the tip of my tongue that the high school's going to have a tulip bed that'll run the length of the whole south side of the building.
Indeed.
Won't that be attractive, Ma?
Very.
Everybody's tough at me.
I'm not tough at you.
You resent my presence in the conversation.
I think the chilliness you feel in the atmosphere, Charlie, is due to the fact that you announced at the supper table that you had a lot of algebra to study. Then after sitting down with your book about 4 minutes, you put it aside, announcing you were all through. Your mother and myself find it difficult to
warm up
to a
guy.
Alibi, huh?
Yeah.
When you're a few years older, you'll learn that alibis are dangerous.
I don't mean alibi, I mean excuse.
Some wise man or other said once that excuses were the poisons most responsible.
I don't mean excuses either. I mean reason. Excuse me. I got a reason for making the statement at the supper table. I had a lot
what
of work.
What is it?
Well, when Miss Monroe gave us our assignment for tomorrow, she said study 9 pages of the text. But when I looked at my textbook, I discovered that it's mostly reading material. A big bunch of examples and illustrations and absolutely no problems to solve.
Mm.
Here, let me show you.
Never mind. I'll take your word.
Will you take my word?
It's not only just tonight. It happens every evening of the world. You sit down at that library table and just wait for an excuse to get loose. And you always do get loose. Some kid comes along outside and hollers. Rooster wants you to go to the show. You got big business across the street with Heine Call. Ain't that so?
I
bet you haven't studied at home here more than half an hour at a stretch since Christmas vacation.
I appreciate
it. Person don't like to drive. They're kids. Especially kids as big as you are.
Don't look at me for help, Arthur. I see eye to eye with your mother in the matter. Ma Harris figures you're a hot-shot landscape gardener.
Oh, boy.
Maybe you'll get so famous.
She wants me to plant her flowers for her.
Yes?
Sure, and if lots of ladies ask me,
uh-huh.
And I charge them all a fee,
uh-huh.
I'll have a business and maybe earn $1 million.
Sure.
No, but I am going to doctor Miss Harris up an arrangement for her lawn. Thought about it after I got home this afternoon. And it's going to be original. Not like mine with panther's blood and yellow roses, because that'd look like I was an expert that only had the one trick. It's only what I thought I'd recommend for her. She's got that...
Telephone is ringing.
It might possibly be Smelly Clark.
I expect it's Fred and Ruthie. Answer. Feel like 500?
It's all right with me.
Invite him to come here.
It might possibly be Smelly Clark, Doug. He threatened to call.
Hello? Yes? Yeah, I believe it is. Just a second.
It's Smelly Clark?
Very likely.
Thanks, Doug.
For what?
The receiver.
Not at all. Take it and welcome.
Hello? Oh, how are you, Smelly? Fine. Why, nothing. I've been studying some, but I'm all through now. Is that so? Sir Lieutenant Stanley among what? Among the man-eating sharks? Or what? Or defying the finny fiends of the Caspian Sea? What? Oh, Lady Margaret does that? Just a second, Smelly. You people can go right ahead with your conversation if you want to. Don't pay any attention to me. Just continue right ahead with your discussion. Excuse the delay, Smelly. Yeah, you can always depend on old Sir Lieutenant Stanley to do that. Yeah. Excuse me, Smelly. I don't like to cut your telephone conversation short, but I guess I better hang up. Yeah. Okay, Smelly. Goodbye. Thought I'd better hang up.
Rush. You don't have to act like a miserable outcast.
I was under the impression...
Your father ain't going to disown you or nothing. You'll do better with your studying after this, won't you?
Sure.
Have to stay dope, oil clutch.
I'm going to start hitting the textbooks like a house afire.
Mighty glad to hear it.
May I take my place in the conversation now?
Okay.
Well, people, I got 16 remarks bottled up. I might as well make them all in a row and catch up with the conversation. You've been talking about flowers, Mom. Here's my opinion.